Yeah, very much so. Boys did well, came back. We trained well this week. Really pleased with their application and the quality again this morning. So looking forward to the game tomorrow for sure.
I mean, you don't want to overplay what could potentially happen between now and the end of the season, but in the sort of history of Brentford Football Club, this is a really sort of momentous period of time.
Yeah, it is. The boys have done such a fantastic job to get to this position. People talk about the opportunity the club has, but that squad of players have done this and earned this opportunity. And they're in good shape right now. So it's 7 crucial games. We've got 5 games in almost 15 days. It's a real tough, demanding schedule. But we're fit, we're well, we're looking forward to it and hopefully relish the challenge.
And the shape of the squad, obviously there's been a couple of movements. Liam Moore going back to Leicester City.
Yeah, Liam came here, as I say, a player with great pedigree and he's going to have a great career ahead of him. But it's a tough, it's not easy to get into the squad. And as I say here, he had a couple of tough games. And we did what we do for any other player. What you can't do with any lone player is treat them differently to your own players. The moment you do that, you have a major issue. So had that been any other squad member, I'd have treated them exactly the same. And that's fine when you're a permanent player here. But when you're a lone player, you don't want to be missing games, especially when Liam is going to figure in the under-21 championships in Prague in the summer. And he needs to be playing games in that. And as I say, it was the right thing. Disappointed that Leicester obviously called him back because we want to have that defender here. But I understand why they've done it. He'll go back now and impact their Premier League campaign. And as I say, he's a talented boy and a pleasure to have around the place.
But maybe not seen as much of what he can deliver as maybe everyone would have liked, you, him, everyone else.
Yeah, and it's a tough ask. You know, this one, people talk about the Premier League to where we are. You know, it's not a million miles away in terms of quality. And Liam hadn't played for four or five weeks. He came back, and first game at Birmingham was a tough one for the team in general. Huddersfield did well. You know, Ipswich was a tough afternoon for him. But every player is better for those type of. I know it sounds crazy to say that, but they learn from that.
Yeah.
And that afternoon, you know, he had a tough session against the likes of Dale Murphy, who's a top striker. And he'll be a better player from learning from that occasion. But we did the right thing as was for any other player, take him out the firing line for the next game or so. And we did well. And we beat Blackburn. So you can't change a team and you've got to be consistent in what you do. So, you know, Liam's a talented boy. He will have, I'm sure, a very, very good career ahead of him. And I wish him all the best.
And Jack O'Connell comes back. And that's going to be... It's good to bring him into the group because obviously he carried on playing games. He got more games at Rochdale.
Yeah, went to Rochdale, did really well for Rochdale. And again, talented boy. And it's important for him at the end to learn from this period of games. You know, as you mentioned, the intensity and the importance, significance of these games, he'll learn from that. What do the squad do? How they behave? How they deal with the pressure? So it'll be an important point learning for him.
Game against Fulham then is the first of this period. As if not to add a little bit of extra spice to what's required, is a local derby, huge turnout from the Brentford fans. It's going to be quite an atmosphere, quite an afternoon.
It is. I mean, I went to the Leeds, the Fulham-Leeds game recently. It was a night game, and I think Leeds took 6,000 fans, and the atmosphere was fantastic. You know, and we're taking significantly more than that, which is an unbelievable effort by our supporters. I hope very much, you know, the players are well aware of it and the importance of the game to deliver a good performance. If we deliver a good performance, we'll get the right result.
Is that going to help, having such a big support away from home?
Very much so. We've gone to a lot of big grounds this season. If you think of, you know, going to Cardiff, going to Norwich, going to Blackburn, going to Rotherham, going to Brighton, going to the City Ground, to these type of places, we've got good stadiums, big clubs, and we've got the right result. So, again, full of respect for the talent within the Fulham squad, recognise they're scrapping very hard, but we go there looking forward to the game.
What is the game and the result and the performance against Fulham earlier this season in the league? We'll forget about the League Cup game, but the league game. Where does that sort of rank in sort of levels of importance for you, really, with the development of this squad, the belief of this squad of players this season?
I think the belief is not so much in the belief. I think the significance for the supporters, obviously, you know, and to win a game in that fashion, 93rd minute, etc., is obviously very memorable. But what was more important for me was the fact that we had dominated that game of football in terms of possession and chances, and yet we found ourselves 1-0 down.
Yeah.
So I think to then come back, if you think of the Watford games and those type of fixtures, or the Norwich game at home where we lose 3-0 but actually did excellently well for a long period of time. To be 1-0 down against Fulham and to come back in that manner. So we made a mistake, Harley made a mistake, scored a great goal, and then Hotter comes in and does what he does. So it was more important for me to see that sort of belief to come back And stay focused and stay concentrated and, as I say, get the right result, which is really important for us. But we're well aware of the stiffness of the derby game. There's no doubt about that.
And you headed into the break coming from behind against Millwall and showing great character. Sometimes those sort of circumstances feel more like a win. It's almost like a 2-point game rather than a 1-point game.
Yeah, I've got to be honest. You know, it was good, but it rankles for the squad and for the staff as well that we didn't perform on the day. You know, we never underestimated. There's no easy games. I keep saying that. I think one problem we face is people expect us to steamroll a Millwall. They're an established championship side with some very good players scrapping hard for survival. So, you know, there's no underestimating the opponent, but we didn't perform on the day and do what we do well, and we pay the price. In this league, if you are slightly below your best, you have a real problem.
And four games in less than 2 weeks now. This is where the men and the boys, the wheat and the chaff, get maybe sorted out in this race for top six, isn't it?
It's tough, and it's all about balance now and using the squad. It may be the odd game where you have to rest or take one out and do what you have to do. And the players are hungry to play. It's as simple as that. Every player wants to play. So they're disappointed when they don't start games or they're taken off. But we've got to trust each other. We've got to trust the staff. We've got to trust the players. Players have got to trust the staff. So hopefully make the right decisions and see where we are. But we look at the games now, Fulham, Forest, Derby, Sheffield, Bolton. It's a huge ask, you know, and for every team. Every team's facing this one of five games. Hopefully stay focused and see where we are come, say, Saturday after Bolton, because that leaves you now with Reading and Wigan. It'll be interesting.
And the squad has got experience of being in these circumstances last 2 years, isn't it? There's players that are involved. There are other squads in this shake-up that have got a similar situation. But will that be important? You know, the players that have been through this, you've been through this, David's been through this as well.
Really important. We've got a number of players, as I say, in our squad. You look at the likes of Hotta, who got promotion in Spain, Tommy Smith, promotion with Watford and with Cardiff, etc. You look at Andre Gray, promotion with Luton. So we have a number of players in the squad who have taken the campaign right through to its end, you know, so to speak, end product. So happy with that. You know, they tasted success last year. They want more of it, but they've got that attribute, that warrior mentality that you need to get over the line.
And just finally, a complete side issue, but someone who's obviously very knowledgeable and very steeped in football development. This whole debate about the under-21s come the summer and who should go and who shouldn't go. Players who've, absolutely, you know, the Harry Kane one in particular. You know, he's played a lot of football. He's not alone. There's a benefit to going to play tournament football as an under-21. There is also a benefit to rest, isn't there? This is a real tough dilemma for everyone concerned, isn't it? Where do you stand?
I'm not so sure. I think if you go to any player at 20, 21, 22 years of age and say, do you want to go and play in the European Championships against the likes of France and Portugal and Sweden and Germany and whatever, they'd snap your hands off. I'm sure they would do. So I think I understand it, but what a great experience, and for the country as well, to send your strongest squad sends out the right message. And as I say, I think we've got a number of talented players here. We have a really good squad. It would be great for England and Gareth Southgate to be able to call on the best squad of under-21s to go to a top tournament and show what we can do. So I'm sure the likes of Harry Kane would love to be there.